The following media was brought to you by Tomo Huzzah. Zalalalalala! We're in Salala, Oman, people! Welcome, welcome to Globally Local FM. Reporting live, Rudy, the one and only, with his co-host...
Henry, the many and some. I forgot what the second one was.
The omnipresent god, Henry.
That's right.
Indeed.
I'm excited for this one, Rudy.
I don't really know why. Disclaimer. Immediate disclaimer, people. Me and my dear co-host, we spoke a bit, right? Because sometimes, I have to speak with him outside of recordings. It's kind of,
pretty annoying.
Yeah, but anyways, so we both realized that for some reason, people in Oman, man, they just, when they do something fun, they keep it to themselves. They don't report it. It's hard to find any fun things they do. So if this is a slop and we go crazy by the end of it, it's your fault, Salalah, for not giving us the juice, the info. You are at fault that this episode fails if it does.
All right. Well, it's a good disclaimer. So, Rudy, here we are. Oman, what do you reckon? Why is the wheel giving us Caribbean, Middle East, Caribbean, and now Middle East again? What's the message there?
I'm gonna be real. Until you said, I didn't even realize.
This has been in the back of my mind for over a month now, I think.
Wait, where do we go next? Oh, we don't know yet. I don't know. Maybe the wheel is just stuck. Bouncing between...
In a loop?
Yeah. You would almost say it goes in a circle.
Holy shit. That's true. I guess that means we're in Cuba next week, people. Wrap it up. It's over.
I have a question for our dear listeners and to you, Henry. So, circle rolls and is going in a circle, right? If you take a square, roll it down the hill, technically its edges are also going in a circle, right? Square is not squaring. It's circling.
I think that's a very idealistic model, because if you think about it, it'll probably land on an edge, right? It's not just going to hit the tippy tap.
Okay, take the center of it and just spin it. It's circling, right?
What point are you trying to make?
The circles, man, they're everywhere. Like, this architecture propaganda, circles everywhere. You would think that it's squares and circles everywhere, but no, just circles.
Right. The base building block of everything is a circle.
Edges, people, if you scale everything big enough, edges don't exist. It's all fluid motion. It's all circles.
Okay. I guess so. If you take it on an astronomical scale, then I probably agree with you, yeah.
That's what they teach you in architecture? To brainwash society thinking that we have squares?
Listen, without squares, everybody would be a fucking mental patient like you already are, so...
It's the illusion of choice. People, don't be sheeple. Break out of the squares they give you. You are in a circle. It's all a circle. We keep going in circles.
There is no end, for it is a circle.
And Henry knew about it, and he didn't tell me. How's your oil doing?
It's okay. You know, the stocks have been going up and down a bit. At the end of the day, I stay filthy rich for it, so I'll take it.
How many oil?
Maybe
oil
that's why we're back in the
Middle
East.
Fiji
to get some around Fiji. Around Fiji, we keep it clean, Rudy. As a company, I'm committed to environmentalism, and I hope you know that.
Okay. So what are you filthing up then?
Where am I getting my oil?
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you, because then you're going to send like other companies after me. It's my fortune, Rudy.
How unfortunate for me.
That's right. Not today, buddy. today I will stay rich and unfoiled for the time
being. Wait, so the one oil rig I did blow up last week was not yours?
I will not comment on that, for if I reveal anything more, I feel like more of the rigs will be in there. See, it's, I don't just care about mine. I care about all the oil, right? Even if you blow
Shell,
up someone else's
just
oil.
Hire him already. Holy shit.
I'm waiting for it, for a LinkedIn message, people. Come on.
Aye, whatever.
Anyway.
Give me the slop. This is the segment we call the news.
Well, today I will start with a little hidden camera action. As trap cameras capture the Arabian ibex, which is a glorified mountain goat, as far as I can tell, drinking seawater.
What the fuck is this? We really ran around the news, didn't we?
Don't say that. A field study by the Environmental Conservation Office of Oman has proven... That's right, proven that the Arabian ibex, I will just repeat, basically a glorified mountain goat, is able to drink seawater.
Wait, but how does that work? Does it like filter out the salt?
So, this brings me to the last point from the article, because it was a pretty short one. The reason for this is probably because it's able, or because it wants to replenish minerals that are not found in regular water. Like, for example, salt, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what's in regular seawater.
Or maybe they just can't realize that this guy is a mountain goat, right? And they butthead a lot. This guy just got fucking mentally ill.
He's just in brain damage.
And goes and drinks seawater because of brain damage. And these guys like set up one trap camera, like a Nokia somewhere in there, sees this guy doing it. There he is! Tell them! Tell him! Robin!
We got his ass drinking seawater. It's so
renewable energy.
Arabian,
we got him.
No, so I think it's presumably it has to do with climate change. I think was one of the topics of the article, and that it needs extra minerals from the seawater. So what I'm thinking is, what if we just put a pouch of salt next to fresh water? That way they don't have to go out their way, you know.
I fully support this mental hospital type of plan.
Yeah, I mean, think about it, right? They're on a mountain. To get to the sea, oh, fucking hell, it's so far down there. If I can just have my local lake with a salt shaker next to it, that's basically the same thing.
This is basically the same logic as Gym Bros.
In what regard? It's like protein instead of salt?
Yeah, exactly.
Listen... The gym bro is an ethereal force that is not to be trifled with, alright?
Wait, so I would just leave them and their protein. Are you a gym bro now?
Listen.
Oh no!
I might not be a gym bro, but I am a protein man, alright? And I think that's the most important.
Supported by Big Jim.
Well, Rudy. Salt and fresh lakes aside, what does Oman have to offer?
Apparently a fast track in Port of Salalah.
What does that mean?
It means exactly what I just read. The Port of Salalah retained its position as the second most efficient container port in the world, according to the 2023 Container Port Performance Index, CPPI.
Imagine being a judge for that.
Honestly. I'm about to read you the driest bit of info we'll ever have on this podcast. The CPPI, developed by the World Bank and S&P Global Market Intelligence, is based on an extensive data set from 405 ports worldwide. The largest to date, comprising over 182,000 vessel calls, 238.2 million moves, and approximately 381 million 20-foot equivalent units, DEUs for the full calendar year of 2023. It's just a lot of numbers, Henry. I'm dying here. It's basically Port of Salala now has a fucking Zoom track, like the one you have in what's it called? Like airports, those strips where they're just horizontal, but if you walk on them, you just get there, you know, faster. You flash.
Right.
But they have that for ships.
So
now. They introduced
second most
artificial
second
current.
Most efficient, right?
Yeah.
That's a good one. Artificial current. I
it's like a lazy river for ships. You just go in, and if you don't do anything in an hour, the ship just gets fucking pushed out of the port.
Oh, man. That makes me want to go to a water park. It's been so long, Rudy.
Yeah, water parks are so good. But yeah, the first one, if you were going to ask, is in China.
I was going to ask. And where in China?
Let me see. Ranking second only to Yangshan in China.
Okay, I have heard of that. So, here's my question for this, right? Second most efficient was the...
Yes.
Was the... So, wouldn't this, in theory, be easier to win with a smaller port? Because Salala is, like, in the nicest way possible, in the middle of fucking nowhere. It's basically the only coastal town, like, that's big in the
you
entire area.
Technically, yeah, you could literally have, like, a pier or one ship per day comes in, literally just throws out the cargo, goes away. It's so efficient.
I'll do you one better. You just have nothing and no ship is there and then you never have any delays. Your cargo is never late. It's always perfect. So.
I mean, actually, funny you say that. So, post-performance, or rather like the port hull performance, is measured by the efficiency of vessel turnaround time, known as the total port hours, which is the total duration from when a ship reaches the port limits, pilot station, mm-hmm. or anchorage zone, until it departs the berth after completing its cargo exchange. So you have to have a ship.
Okay.
Maybe it's like that thing where like, yo. I get it. This is like the ultimate hold my beer competition. It's mm-hmm. like they go in, it's a huge like start line. The ship moves in and it's like, clock me, brother. And people just like running through everything and just like racing each other. It's actually like F1, but for ships.
That would be pretty cool. Okay, not directly related, but like there's something like this, like a waiter competition or something like that in France every year.
Yeah, I've heard of that one too.
Some shit like that, yeah. Nah, I just think isolating an article as like, oh yeah, the second most efficient port is a bit patting yourself on the back for something with very little context, so.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
I don't sell a lot.
But as we have noticed, not much happens apparently in Salala, so maybe they also ran out of things to write, so hence this article.
Well, here's something for you, Rudy. The Royal Hospital plans to establish a healing garden for cancer patients in Oman. Yeah. That's it. That's the whole article, by the way. It was basically one sentence, so... I thought we could come up with what does a healing garden look like.
Okay. It's just full on a pond of those small mm-hmm. fish that eat your feet in like water parks.
Honestly, that's a good start.
So you wade in there like till your neck, and the fish just eat you, and hence eat away the cancer. So it's 100% curable because they eat the cells. You just don't get out of there, but you were cured before you died.
Yeah, these are piranhas you're talking about, right? That you're putting in there?
yeah, the same ones. If you go to a spa center, you just put your feet in a piranha bowl. They actually, just for efficiency, they usually make a small cut on each feet.
Yeah. Well, those are just for, like, if you think prosthetics are fucking awesome. You know, this is
if you want to go, if you
track.
Pay extra $5, I've heard in some of these places, they make, like, a small cut. Like... place you in a cage, dangling your feet out in the middle of the ocean, and just like a great white comes to like nibble on your legs.
Okay.
So but I do think little snack.
That's honestly a very good start for a healing garden.
Yeah,
I think
middle of
there
the
should
Pacific.
Be a willow. Thoughts about that? a willow, like just one, like kind of, if we're imagining this to be a courtyard, there's just like one willow which is like somewhat overshadowing the courtyard, yet still letting in enough light to be pleasant and, well, healing. Thoughts?
I thought you were gonna continue. Is my guy just sitting there like this, like Eastern Uruguay thoughts?
Yeah, well, let's hear it, Rudy. I want to hear your healing methods.
I only
buddy.
Want the willow if it has a widow.
Okay, well, it's probably possible in a cancer ward.
Sure.
Anyway, what about maybe
rocks?
A bit too dark.
What about rocks? Thoughts?
Only if they're gold encrusted.
What about grass? Thoughts?
Only if it's gold encrusted.
What about flowers? Thoughts?
Only if it's gold encrusted, I think. It's
That's
just,
an expensive ward that we're trying to pitch here.
Yeah, well, we never said healing is cheap, right?
That's true, especially cancer healing.
You know, all I'm saying is, if it were up to me, then the little fountain in the middle would be like pure oil, but...
Oh my god. Everything is gold. You go shred your legs on these like grass blades out made out of gold, and you get to the fountain to drink some water, and it's just like inky gooey fucking oil.
And that's sure to heal you.
It's gonna heal some parts of you, as in like kill the parts that could have been healed.
Rudy, do you have another nice little piece of news?
Yo, bitch, that was all you got? Okay, yeah, I have one.
Which
I named, and this, by the way, this will be the most, the name I came up is the exciting part of this whole thing.
Okay.
Let the ladies ball. Because Oman Golf Association, OGA, took a significant step forward in their drive to introduce more women and girls to the game of golf with the signing of Renaissance Services as sponsor of the Go Ladies program on Wednesday. Championed by the RNA Golf's global governing body, the charter aims to inspire an industry-wide commitment to developing a more inclusive culture within the golf around the world and to enable more women and girls
right,
to
Jesus
maximize
Christ.
Their potential at all levels
all
of
right,
the sport.
Buddy, cool it. All right.
The program offered women and girls a complimentary course of group lessons in which they were introduced to the basics of the game and the golf and industry of Oman. Prior to COVID, over 200 participants had completed the program.
All right. So this is about golf, is it?
Yeah, actually. That could have summed it up in one sentence. Women, actually, in golf.
What's your take on golf? And then we'll hear your take on women later.
I'm going to be honest. Actually... Going back to my France trip, the first day that we spent in France, we stopped in those, I'm not sure, I might be lying, they might not be Dolomite, but those white cliffs that France has on the west coast near the border to Belgium, semi-nearby.
It's not going to be the Dolomites, I can promise you that.
Yeah, but, yeah, not Dolomites, but like, what's the rock call that they're made out of? I forgot the name, I knew it. Anyways.
Rock.
Nah, it's white rock. Whatever,
limestone,
whilst walking
sandstone.
And seeing the seaside, if you look on the other side of those same things, it's literally downhill, huge acres of just golf courses, right?
Mm.
And when looking at them, I just realized, man, rich people have nothing better to do. I don't know why. To me, golf is just, bro, like, how can you keep up the interest in it? Like, okay, I feel like mini golf is fun to play with friends and stuff. Golf, IRL golf, where the actual, like, the hole or whatever is half a kilometer away. You, like, hit the ball, go look for it, then hit it again. Everybody has to go, like, in turns, right? It's a whole day debacle. And it's so, like, slow and uninteresting to me. I don't get it.
I think it's just a thing of, like, you... Basically, yeah, you just go out for the day, hit the balls around with the boys.
With the boys, hit different balls outside. Like, I can find other ways to pass time and find some other holes.
I mean, it's just basically a low-intensity hangout is, I think, the main reason for it. I don't really get it either. I will say down here it's like a national sport borderline. Almost everybody in my office plays golf, so I don't really get it, but there's plenty of golf courses around here as well. So.
But you know what? We don't want to discourage these girls, these women who in Oman want to golf. You know what? Fucking ladies, go beat the shit out of that sport and the men in it. Take them down a notch. Now I just imagine this like squadron of ladies. Like one wakes up in the morning, opens the shutters. Lucy, we ball? Yeah, let's ball. Jenna, we ballin'? Hell yeah, we ballin'. Margaret from two blocks away, we ballin'? Dap me up, sister, we ballin'. Fucking AC/DC Back in Black starts playing as they walk down the street. Dan, da dan, da dan. Walks in the course. Back in Black. Hit the sack.
Golf has never looked so cool.
Real.
Well, Rudy, is it maybe time for a small ad break?
Yes, it is. Fucking hell. I am going to go and cry for a bit. You guys don't mind that. Enjoy our sponsors.
Are you a dad looking for a beautiful vacation destination while at the same time looking for an opportunity to annoy the living hell out of your kids? Well, look no further than Oman, the easiest country in the world to name drop in a sentence to create a pretty shitty pun. For example, oh man, what a tasty dinner this is. Or, oh man, this waterfall is so beautiful. It may be low-hanging fruit, but you know, as a dad, sometimes that's all you need. Visit Oman today to have a puntastic vacation.
We really ran dry on sponsors even on that one this episode.
It was just from the tourist agency of Oman. There you go. All you need, you know, for this is low motivation and just a pun. That's all you need. And then you'll enjoy Oman plenty, I reckon.
Oh, for sure, for sure, for sure. Okay. I believe it's time for weather, is it?
I think it is.
As for the weather, it seems that residents and visitors of Salalah can enjoy playing hide-and-seek with direct sunlight, as for the most part of July, the sun will shine on and off through a sea of clouds. The pattern will somewhat dissipate toward the end of the month to allow a whole week of blue skies, but at the price of slightly decreasing temperatures. The month will start strong with a good old 31 Celsius that will graciously droop down to 28 Celsius by the end of July. However, when enjoying the sky scenery, be sure to gawk too much as the dust particle concentration is quite high for the whole of the summer months. That is, unless you want to eat sand, in which case please be our guest and for purely academic purposes, send us a clocked time measuring. How long does it take for one's mouth to be filled to the brim with sand by just gawking outside?
All right, now that sounds great. I love eating a bit of sand. Reminds me of my childhood.
I was about to say, isn't that the vibe?
Well, Rudy, that brings us to keeping an eye out. And I really want everybody to close their eyes and picture this.
The picture, right? Can I just quickly say? If you are now listening to this podcast and you're about to go into the port of Salalah, you can set a new record. Just close your eyes.
Just close your eyes. All right, ready? Here we go. Do you hear that? Exactly. That's not anything, because you're sitting on a quiet beach with no other cities or people in sight for hundreds of kilometers. Okay, well, people are nearby, but the cities aren't. Okay, it's quiet, all right? Instead, you have a lot of beautiful nature around you. Probably a lot more stunning than a lot of people will expect for Oman. You can enjoy some beautiful green waterfalls and perhaps see a camel or two along the way. When you're tired, you can head into the city and see the classic ornamental Middle Eastern buildings. And maybe if you're feeling the adrenaline pumping, you can visit the port of Salalah to see their racing boats. if that was sounds illegal. Inviting to you, if that sounds inviting to you, then Salalah, Oman might be your next destination.
Ooh la la, Salalah, you really sold it, Oman.
Nice, great, well done.
I'm sorry, listeners. I'm so sorry the wheel did this to us.
Listen, you're not always going to have the star-studded destinations, right? Sometimes you just have to explore what's out there in the world. And honestly, I think that's good. Real. I think that's real. Good.
Go eat sand, people. That's the idea.
I think that's a great motivation. And while you're eating sand, I found a nice little spot on Google Maps, which is a lot more interesting than it seems, perhaps. It's a roundabout. But it's not just a roundabout. It's a roundabout with a little botanical garden in the middle of it. It's called the Mamura Roundabout. It's near the electrical company that runs in Salalah. So there you go, Rudy. Might be for you as well. There's a small botanical garden in the middle with a pond, a statue, and even a little castle in the middle. So if you're looking for an extremely unique experience, there you go. Enjoy the slightly absurd quality of the roundabout.
That's your local business?
That's my local business.
Okay.
Does that not count to you?
Well, actually, talking about specific culture, I actually can also pitch in. Because my local business recommendation is the Omani Heritage Gallery, which is the best place to shop for handmade products made in Oman. It is a non-profit organization which encourages local artists to create traditional artifacts, keeping the culture of Oman alive and running. The local artisans craft, weave, paint, and sculpt stunning items. The store has antique silver bookmarks and is especially known for its beautifully embroidered cushions to showcase and sell at the gallery. Although prices are quite high, these products are of utmost quality. Other than souvenirs and decorative household items, there are also products for daily use such as handbags, wallets, and jewelry. So I guess this would be the place if you actually want actual cultural stuff to buy from Oman if you are there, not some of those like cheap ass tourist replicas that is basically just something, I don't know, made by a big company in China and then selling in Oman.
Yeah. And yeah, it sounded pretty good, you know. Sounds good. Sounds pretty awesome. But it doesn't sound more awesome than a fucking roundabout. But that's beside the point.
Okay, you want some awesome? I can give you local radio. Let's fucking hit it. I recommend So Radio, where rock lives in Oman, on 91.4 FM. And as to why I chose this one, yeah, that's fucking right, people. My bias is coming out. It's rock, people, and I love it. So check out the fucking extra guitar solo pump energy in your day at So Radio, where rock lives in Oman.
Bad name, right? So? Like
so? What about it?
Alright. Well, my recommendation is Al Samoud Radio at 95.1, sorry. And the main quality from that is that it's the only radio that worked when I was looking for radios. But not only that, is it had a very unique, distinct quality. And that was that it sounded exactly like how I would expect a radio station to sound in Euro Truck Simulator.
Oh my God. If
they ever come out with an Arabian Truck Simulator, I'll have my choice of radio prepared.
Okay. Well, happy trucking.
Happy trucking.
And with that, we end the fifth episode of Globally Local, which was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah Production. And if you want to give us some feedback, please do so on Spotify under the episode. Or right now, you can also do it via my Instagram. Just send me a cheeky message at 000RUDYS000. So 300RUDYS30s on Instagram. Send a cheeky pipe bomb to Henry if you want some feedback on him, because he lives in a prison. And yeah, what else? All right, where do we go next, Henry?
The next place we're going to, pretty exciting, is Lagos in Nigeria.
Hey, yo.
Okay.
You were supposed to do the queen bit. Why did I leave you hanging? I'm just...
All right. See you guys next time.
Bye, Ayo.